It's 12th of October 2018, and this is John Thayers of Gloucester Rugby Heritage, and I have with me today Clive Major from the project, and together at King's Home we're interviewing Viv Woolley. Good morning, Clive.
Good morning, Viv.
Good morning, both.
Right, Viv, can we start right at the very beginning? I have it here, and I must admit I cribbed it from the 1978 final programme against Leicester at Twickenham, that you were born on the 11th of January 1955, but I never trust these things, so I could be wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. It was the 11th of January 1953, actually, and I was born in Lancashire as my parents worked away. After a few weeks, actually, my mum and dad came back to Gloucester, and my father worked away, and I lived basically for 3 or 4 years with my grandparents at Coney Hill. And a lot of the Coney Hill people refer me to as one of the Coney Hill boys.
Like Mike Potter, you mean?
Yes, very much. And Mike Hamlin and people such like. We then moved away to Herefordshire, where my father worked, and that's where I sort of grew up. At school and on a farm, and I went to Luckton School, which was an all-boys school, and that's where I was introduced to rugby, but also through my father, who allegedly played a few games at King's Home, mainly I think for the United, years ago, and he had an affiliation, and his father before him, and his father apparently before him was a program seller or a ticket seller in those days, and also was a bucket man, and they used to call my grandfather the bucket man, Bucket Man Woolley apparently. We then came
back. This was the old cold water and sponge.
Yes, very much so. I don't think they had any water in those days. It was just a sponge. And I think we moved back to Gloucester when I was approximately about 17, something like that. And my father introduced me to a club called Gloucester Old Boys, which at that time was in the Wagon Works, off Tuffley Avenue. And we lived on Escort Road, not very far from King's Home, because my father wanted to be close to King's Home for various reasons, and some of them obviously being the rugby. And in those days, we used to train on a Monday and a Wednesday, and it was under car lights. There was no floodlights, and there was a few street lights. And I actually used to run from Escort Road up to the Tuffley Avenue train, have a bath, which in those days was the old plunge bath, if you can remember those. And then I used to run home, and I always used to thrive on my fitness. And that's where I started playing my rugby at Gloucester Old Boys, and who at that time weren't very good. They were just a local side, and 3 or 4 games after playing, everyone we lost, and I thought there's got to be something better than this club. But they moved on, and they decided to invest some money and buy a ground up at Horton Road, where the old Flapper used to be, which was the dog racing, and everything sort of changed from there as far as they were concerned. But the memories back at Tuffley Avenue and the old Wagon Works still remain about how hard it was in those days. But every other club were going through exactly the same. Nobody had floodlights or anything, and everybody played each other. And 9 times out of 10, you'd play 2 or 3 local sides in one season, and then there was this cup. Combination cup at the end of the season that everybody looked forward to, and it was a pinnacle then, because obviously the final was always played at King's Home, and as a junior at that age you always wanted to play at King's Home, and then from there somebody spotted me playing, and I was invited down to a Colts game at King's Home and a trial. And luckily, I got in. And the chap who ran it then was David Humphreys, if I remember rightly, and someone else, but who I can't remember the name. And I was selected to play a few games. And from there on, I decided that I wanted to be part of the King's Home setup and play at a senior level.
Well, you were playing in the centre in those days, were you?
I was actually playing wing forward, but for the Colts, believe it or not, I played in the centre for whatever reason. That the likes of Reg Daldry, Paul Reed, local players, who's still a member of those games as well.
Where had you played at school?
I played at wing forward.
Oh, you did play wing forward at school.
All my rugby career was at Oakenside, and I represented Herefordshire, Worcestershire, and the South West at under 16 level, and I had a England boys trial at under 16 as well that wasn't successful.
Lupton, what sort of school was it in those days? I mean, I gather it's a relatively small co-ed school now, but in those days it was a larger boys school, obviously, because I mean you were running a rugby 15.
Yes, it was. The numbers, I think there was approximately 150, 200 pupils there. Mm-hmm. As you said, it was all boys. The headmaster, believe it or not, his name was Vivian. The maths teacher was a chap named Glyn Whittam and played in the Centre for Wales. There was a Beresford who played, I think, England B level. It was very predominantly rugby orientated and cricket in the summer. But mainly agricultural people that went there, and hence the affiliation I got with the farming community.
Yeah.
From there on in, really.
Was it a fee-paying school?
Yes, my parents used to pay. I won a scholarship there, and so did my other brother. We both went there, and it was a rugby scholarship that I won, so that helped mum and dad financially quite a lot. But in those days, we didn't go home. We were allowed what they call a weekend exit, so you could go home for a Sunday afternoon if your parents could come and pick you up. And obviously my father was working away, and so I used to go and stay with one of the pupils with his parents on their farm.
So you've got to Gloucester, and you joined the Gloucester Club. What date was that?
The actual date, I remember the year.
Well, the year, yes.
The very first time I came was in 1973.
Oh, was that?
As early as that. It was when the trials, you used to turn up for the trials, and my father sort of pushed me into coming down, and in no uncertain words, I was told to go away and work on my game, my physicality and my fitness and my ball handling skills by no other than Mike Nichols. And in those days, nothing was softly spoken. They just told you outright, you're not good enough, go on back to local. And that was it, which made me more determined. I like to think then I sort of trained harder and dedicated all my time, because I really wanted to put a cherry and white on and basically make my father proud. And luckily I had a chance later on. I think it was in 1975, I think I played my first game for the United. It was a call-up game, and I'm pretty sure it was somewhere like Lydney or one of the Forest sides we went down to. And most of the side then, actually, in the United, was a lot of local players just called in to play, especially in the midweek games. Mm-hmm. And that's that's my first taste of King's Home. Luckily, I had another game then, and that's King's Home. And Jim Jarrett was the United skipper then, who previously skippered Pontypool. And luckily I had a few occasions where we went over the water or the bridge into Wales and visited his old club, where he was held in esteem. He was very well renowned at Pontypool, and once you played with Jim, you realised why. There was no questions asked, and it was just a case of get on with it and make sure you basically hurt somebody before they hurt you.